I feel like there's nobody in this team that's on this team that's going to give up. We're going to, you know, get ready for next week and go out and play hard again.
Have you ever played in a game where you're the only wide receiver left?
No, never played in a game like that. But, you know, our coach Adam Henry always preach next man up mentality. So when you get the opportunity, go seize it.
How good did it feel to get in the end zone
with that? It felt good. It felt good. That's what I'm here for, is to make plays. And it felt real good, but it's over with. We got a loss, and, you know, I just want to be able to capitalize next week.
Were you able to talk to any of the guys after the game and got injured?
No, I have not. I have not talked to them yet. I'm sure going to visit them, talk with them, and, you know, hopefully they're doing good.
Have you ever been part of a situation where so many guys go down one after another
No, I've never been in a situation like this. But, you know, all the teams I played on from high school to college, even here, is next man up mentality and seize the opportunity.
What's going through your mind when you see all these guys going down and you're the only one left?
What's going through my mind is what Coach McAdoo and Coach Adam Henry preach is next man up and, you know, just go out and do what you do.
Did it ever go through your mind that you were that the last man standing, you know, when the wide receivers?
I mean, it didn't go through my mind. When I seen O go down, you know, I just was like, all right, I want to be able to, you know, close the game. But things didn't work out well, so that's about it.
How's it change?
What do you think when that happens?
How's it change for you preparation-wise next week?
It doesn't change anything. With me, personally, I'm a hard worker. The whole team is hard workers, and we're going to go and do what we do and go to work. I'm sorry.